it's starting to borrow from Social Security rather than foreign creditors.
Can I say this right now? Ha ha. Ha ha. The borrowing from that fund of money, the chickens have come home to roost. So, in return, the Treasury Department issued a stack of IOUs in the form of Treasury bonds, which are kept in some little office, bureaucratic office building. Now, the government, in its infinite wisdom, after taking the money that was already there that we've been paying into for years, is going to have to go out and borrow more money. And how are they going to do it? They're going to do it, of course, with Treasury bills, Treasury bonds. The government is projected to post a record $1.5 trillion budget deficit this year, my friends, followed by trillion-dollar deficits for years to come. And one of the reasons they're going to do that, we're going to get into, is the health care program. 2,700 pages of health care. 2,700 pages. Now, how many of you think that? I'd give $5. $5. For every congressman and senator that read this package. And you know what? I'd still have $5 in my pocket at the end of the day. Anyway, the government is going to start borrowing more money for Social Security. And while it's not going to affect the current benefits, or so they say, as long as the IOUs last, in other words, those Treasury bonds last, the benefits will keep flowing. But it's just a warning sign. It's a warning sign that the program is deteriorating. You remember Gore when he said, if I was elected, I'm going to put the Social Security into a lockbox? Well, of course, Gore didn't make it for a lot of other reasons, plus the fact they were having problems since he invented the Internet, when he said he invented the Internet, to say he could keep the lockbox, too. Anyway, the constant theme on this is, ones we have to be aware of, is that there's no money there. It's all become IOUs. Let's go to the phones. Mike, you're on KCNR.
Hey, Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, Carl, I wish I had happy news for telling you this morning, but I'm the keeper of the giant flag for the Enterprise Lions Club, and we lowered our flag to half-mast today in memory of John Himley. His memorial service is going to be today out at the Igo Cemetery. He's a decorated Navy veteran and former District Lion of the Year.
A great man.
Unfortunately, lost his battles, and we're thinking of him today.
Well, tell us a little bit about the man.
John's dedication to what he does is impeccable. He was in a wheelchair on oxygen, and yet every Friday morning he was down at Country Waffle for our Lions Club meeting. Now, Linda, I'm sorry, but he was very definitely known for his blonde jokes.
Okay with me.
And I am doing a blonde joke at his memorial service today. So
that's
in memory
great.
Of John. But he did some things in the Mediterranean back in the 1950s. He was a dedicated Navy man and was on a ship and watched a fellow ship sink. And I would not want to have to be that, yet still came through with dedication and commitment and always had a smile. Great man. And we're thinking of his beautiful bride, Pearl, today. She's got family in, and we're thinking of her very much.
Well, it sounds like he's a gentleman that was a positive influence in our community.
Very definitely.
A hero.
A true hero. Yes.
And we've had
well, thank you for calling and letting us know, because I'm sure many people are driving by and seeing the flag.
I've already had two people ask me this morning, why is the flag
Yeah.
down? Yes.
Very good. Thanks for sharing the information here with us on KCNR.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Our prayers with the family.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the beautiful thing of this community. And we got to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Prisons Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in the summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prisons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Prisons Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. Right now, save 30, 40, up to 50% off select OrthoGel mattresses in stock at Crisson's Mattress Gallery. Plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Crisson's.
Be fun to say, sorry, you didn't get the job. The other shop was $700 cheaper. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He had been a customer for many years, and we want our customers to be customers for life. I could hear the disappointment in his voice. He had placed his trust in us for all these years, and now we were charging him too much. I can't believe they have all the damage listed, I said. Look at the estimate and see if they caught the buckle in the roof. There's nothing about the roof, he said. Did they catch the impact on the wheel? There's nothing about a wheel. If the wheel is damaged and you have a buckle in the roof, it indicates possible frame damage. There's nothing, he said. It's easy to write a cheap repair, give excuses later. We prefer a complete repair. When can I get an appointment, he said. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming KCNR1460.com if you're out there in one of those places deep in the Congo. If you have a satellite phone, you can get to us. If you have a computer. If you have both of those, why would we be back there anyway? All right. We have some guests in the studio. And as we usually do, we try to get the word out on many things that are happening in our community.
Right now we are going to be talking about the UPREP auction that's coming up. There's a very big special fundraiser. Ladies, tell us what's going on. First of all, introduce yourselves.
Well, good morning. I'm Victoria Rondo, and I'm the Educational Foundation President at UPREP.
And I'm Erin Stewart, Superintendent Principal of the school.
Oh, so we are in the presence of high-educated leaders of the school. I love that. No, I mean that with the most utmost of respect, and we know that we love UPREP. You guys really put together, you put out a great product, and anybody who comes and goes through UPREP, I've never heard anything negative. I've only heard great things, and of course we're big fans of James Santos and Lisa Collins. And evidently you have a fundraiser coming up, and what can we put out to the audience today to give them a little insight about UPREP, the philosophy behind UPREP, and what this fundraiser is?
Well, one of the things that is really important right now in education is raising funds. Everybody, UPREP's a public school. It's a charter, but it's a public school. Everybody is suffering deep cuts, And so one of the things we wanted to do all along was set up a foundation. So the educational foundation of UPREP is actually a separate entity from the school. It has its own board, and as a 501c3 not-for-profit public entity, they have a lot more leeway in how they raise funds and things like that. Their focus, of course, is supporting the classroom at UPREP. So with their funds, they support all kinds of activities, college trips, and so forth. And this is just the first year of the foundation.
Well, congratulations. That's a great way of doing something special for your school, is to create a foundation. I mean, what else is going on? Is that what this fundraiser is for? Is it for the foundation?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Yes, this fundraiser that we're having, it's Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, March 20th, at the Gaia Hotel. It's a Viva Las Vegas evening of gambling and fun, lots of fun. It's an auction. We have over 100 auction items, actually more than 100 items donated, but we've packaged them together to offer 100 items to our guests that they can bid on. We have approximately 18 that are going to be live auction items, and then we have some door prizes as well. And like Aaron said, this is our second auction. Last year we raised $22,000. This year,
wow,
we hope to be able to raise at least that much, if not more. Even in these tough economic times, I have to really throw a big thank you out to the people in the community that have donated so generously to us. And it really allows us, the Educational Foundation, to be able to give money to some of the groups at school, the college trips, we're giving money to teachers. The different groups get to raise money as well. All of the different football, basketball, cheerleading, you name it, any group at UPREP can throw in and really be a part of this. So we welcome the public to come to the event. Like I said, it's at the Gaia Hotel Saturday night. It starts at 5, and the gaming starts at 5 o'clock and goes till 7, and then dinner is at 7:30.
Where can we get tickets?
You can go online to upreppauction.com, that's UPREP, auction.com, and register, and we'll contact you and set you up.
You know, one of the things back in my former life when I was a substitute teacher here in the county, I substituted at UPREP a few times. My first class that I substituted for was Latin. And I thought to myself, any school that offers Latin is okay with me. I didn't speak Latin, which is probably not okay with the students. But then again, it was early in the year. We watched a movie, so we were okay. I think it's great because I've been to a couple meetings where they're cutting out, they're cutting teachers, they're cutting classes because of the funding issues. And we talked about that on the show last week, the amount of money that's being cut out of the budget for our education. This is a way to fight back. This is a way to help bring money into the back into the area so the students won't suffer as much as they might have without it.
Okay, tell us how we get tickets, because if you have, this is such a wonderful, not just a fun Vegas, a la Vegas night. We know that Lisa Collins, whenever Lisa puts her hands in anything, or Valerie Ing Miller, these girls have the edge, the cutting edge, on how to really make something up there par 10. So, where do we go? If tell us again, because people drive, they come in and out of a car. How do we get tickets for a bang-up night, Viva Las Vegas kind of night?
Okay, you really don't even have to get tickets. It's a registration, and you go to upreppauction.com, register, and then you just show up for the event.
Okay, so you can be all dressed up and gamble and have great items, and it just sounds like it's really going to be kind of a fabulous evening.
Is there any other way to register if you don't have a computer? I mean, is there a number to call?
If somebody wanted to call the school, and the school number is
245-2790,
we could make arrangements to handle that.
Okay, because some people, I know, it's hard to believe, but they go by phones and things like that. Okay, this is a fundraiser for UPREP, and it's going to be Saturday night. It's going to be at the Gaia Hotel, and you can register via UPREP. We've got to take a quick break here. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news, most of the focus in Washington these days is on health care, but there's also a move to overhaul the financial industry. Senator Chris Dodd announcing a plan today that reportedly would create a new federal agency to regulate all banks. Toyota is cutting production of its Prius hybrid by 10% as it deals with weaker sales because of the safety recalls. Semiconductors, they make your computer run, and now they're making the economy run. An industry researcher says the computer chip business is bouncing back nicely from the recession and now doing better than at any point in the past decade. By the way, today's the 25th anniversary of the first ever .com. And they won't be out until next month, but Apple's new iPad tablet is already a hit. One estimate has Apple getting 120,000 pre-orders for a product that hardly anyone's touched or seen in person. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Today, do something different. Shake things up. Take a new route to work. Get out of your comfort zone, because that's when things get interesting. Remember, people who are too busy trying to avoid making mistakes never make much of anything else either. Office Max has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. Office Max, work with us.
Buy two, get one free on all Office Max inkjet, laser, and all-in-one 8.5x11 ream paper. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Everyone could use a little luck of the Irish, and you'll be finding it at Sayar Gab's American Grill this St. Paddy's Day, where you'll discover Irish drink specials, discounts on all Guinness beer and corned beef and cabbage served all day long. Sayar Gab's Irish American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, and on St. Patrick's Day, it's the place to be seen wearing the green. So gather your friends or just show up and make a new friend or two at Sayar Gab's Irish American Grill. Now, if corned beef and cabbage are not your desire, saints preserve. You're welcome to order off their extensive menu. Choose from salads, their special seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, and much more. Desserts are the greatest at C.R. Gibbs. And remember, Nutsy Hour beginning at 4:30 every day of the week. Special drinks, special entrees. It's the special place to be this St. Patty's Day and any day of the week. So be sure to be wearing the green and join us Wednesday to celebrate the Irish at C.R. Gibbs, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs' American Grill, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just $20 in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save. Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
As hard as it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped. On Saturday, April 10th, real men in Shasta County are going to step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Won't you please step up and walk a mile to help end rape and sexual assault on April 10th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. High heels are requested for men, and you can call for Shoe Sources at 244-0118, extension 202. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please join the men's walk on April 10th. For more information or to register for the walk, please call 244-0118, extension 202, or go online to womensrefuge.org. And for every man who raises at least $100 for this cause, a special Walk a Mile t-shirt will be provided. Walk, toddle, skip, or limp, but please, won't you join us and do whatever it takes to make this walk a great success? April 10th at the Market Street Promenade, women everywhere will thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. How are you this morning, March 15th? Wow, you know what? We're a month away from that big day that we're all looking forward to, that day where we can write that check to Uncle Sam. You know, write it earlier, because there's people out there on some of these programs that need that money quicker. Oh, they may come back. It may come back to us via Social Security. Oh, no. No, it won't. You know, this is the big year, Love. This is the big year.
You know,
I could
make...
I could
have it returned.
I could start having that Social Security money that no longer exists come back to me. Start coming back to me and let Bob pay for me. Pay for my Social Security. Bob, you don't know what. You know what? That just makes me so happy. Looking at you every morning knowing that you're paying my Social Security.
Hey, you know how we always talk about Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew and how much we love Espresso Joe's. Well, they've named the side room that we do our Friday internet show. It's called the Wild Side Community Room. And the Tea Party.
Side.
The Tea Party meets there, and it's, you know, that's where we have coffee and Wi-Fi. So that's, we love the Wild Side Community Room. But on March 20th, again, mark your calendars as you're sitting here going through March events. March 20th is going to be a Women for Women. This is pretty cool. This is the first event to happen, first annual. It's introducing women to a new and alternative ways to heal our bodies, mind, and spirit. Some of the tables are going to include the Healing Connection, Shasta Treatment Center, Comfort Cuisine, Celestine Center for Healing Arts, Rainbow and Butterflies, which are going to be doing hair analysis, Essential Cleansing and Wellness, Whitney's Vitamins, Massage Therapist, Fitness and Training, Enjoy Magazine. There's going to be all kinds of wonderful things. A Zuri Table. So do call 524-8546. I think they have a few spaces left for some tables. Of course, it's all about women for women, and it's going to be from 10 to 4 on March 20th. So do give Shelley a call, 524-8546. You're not going to want to miss an event where it's free and you just can go next door and have a cup of coffee and walk through and really get educated on some things right here out of Shasta County that you might not have known about that can help your life be a little better. Currently 39 degrees.
And the weather rock is dry. It looks like, you know, we were talking about this last week and we want to bring it up again today to remind our listeners that tonight at the Redding City Council Chambers, at 777 Cypress Avenue, they're going to have a special meeting. This is going to be discussing the dispute between the city and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 1245. And so, and for a change, because most of these, almost all of these times they've gotten together have been behind closed doors. Tonight, it's going to be an open house, and they will be there to discuss the problems that they're having in settling this contract. This contract's been going on for a very long time. And, again, they don't ever, it's rare, but it's very rare when you have labor negotiations aired in public before any deal is done. But the city council is going to hold an open session impasse hearing on the negotiations. The city's offered the IBEW a one-year contract with a 3% pay raise. The electrical union has said that they're changing what they offered, that this is not what was said, that the offers for the people was supposed to be the new hires, and now they've changed it so it includes all people. So there's part of the impasse. But tonight would be a good time to go down and listen to it. As you also know, is that they're talking about having a referendum from the city to say on how the policy should be for unions. And this is in the union, Ray White, the union spokesman, was here talking about how that's a bad thing to do on a study that was done out of UC Davis. And a lot of questions about that. But the big thing tonight is at 6:15 down at the city council. When you actually get to hear what's going on for the first time at 6:15, council chambers are going to be talking about this dispute. It'll be interesting to see where everybody's going to get their pressure at. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Sheer bliss. That's how I wake up every morning since the purchase of my Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery. No more aching back, no more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, cotton, and bamboo to give a great night's sleep every night. Now with a special purchase, Crisson's Mattress Gallery is passing the savings on to you with 30, 40, and 50% off. Don't miss this chance to sleep like a kid again. These prices are limited to stock on hand. Hurry in to see Steve and Sonny and let them show you the mattress that will give you blissful sleep also. 1 year same as cash, OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and always free haul away of your old mattress. Adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds. Choose from several models and save up to 50% off the regular price. Only at your locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery. Reading's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Sure, what would St. Patrick's Day be without a pint or two of your favorite brew and a plate piled high with corned beef and cabbage and all the fixings? And what better place to enjoy it all than at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, where the traditional St. Patrick's Day feast of corned beef and cabbage is only $8. And you won't walk away hungry or thirsty. They got a full bar to fill your jar and always good company for a real good time. So come March 17, slap on some green and head for Dry Creek Station 8 minutes east of I-5 on 299 across from the Bella Vista Firehouse.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Discover the Shasta County Grand Jury. Come to the Grand Jury Open House Thursday evening, March 25th at 5:30 in the Turtle Bay Museum. If you're interested in government accountability, if you can serve about 15 hours a week and have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interested people, mark your calendar for 5:30 p.m. March 25th at Turtle Bay. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone, he's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Like they used to. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family, Peter Graves, who passed away at 83 years old and from his Los Angeles home.
You know, we were just watching a clip from the opening montage, and that was some of the finest editing you could ask for. It was absolutely crisp and precise, and every week they came up with that. You know, it's kind of a follow-up to our Sundial Film Festival. Some of these up-and-comers could take a few lessons from these classic clips that were just edited so precisely. Excellent work.
Well, it said Graves' career began with the cheaply made exploitation films like It Conquered the World, in which he battled a carrot-shaped monster from Venus.
I remember that.
And Beginning of the End, in which he fought a giant grasshopper. He later took equally formidable human villains on each week on Mission Impossible. Every show began with Graves as Agent Phelps listening to tape of instructions with his team's latest mission, explaining that if he or any of his agents were killed or captured, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
Which is kind of like what happens around here.
Oh, anyway, so what a beautiful career, and that show Mission Impossible. You're correct in Bob that was really a good series. I'm not sure how many years that actually stayed on.
It's still on. It's still being played. I saw it when I was
on one of the, when you're on that foray through the channel surfing thing, Mission Impossible is still on at least a couple of times a week.
Of course, he was also, and his brother's James Arness. Yes, of course, I believe that he was also in Airplane.
He was in Airplane. Now, Airplane probably is what a lot of people remember him for, is that he was the pilot there. And asking the young man that comes up to the cockpit if he likes Gladiator movies. So, I mean, the whole thing was he played the whole gamut, and probably because of Mission Impossible and then an Airplane.
He was married to the same woman for 50 years.
Well, that in itself is, down in Hollywood, seems like Mission Impossible.
And he accredits his being raised in the Midwest for those values. Isn't that funny? No. You hear that more. Hear that more and more, that people with the Midwest, they're just their fighting standard. There's their deep conviction of what it is to, you know, work hard and family and tradition. And
But that doesn't have to be, that does not have to be a product of just a Midwest. It could be anywhere. It's how you raise your kids. It's how you handle yourself. You don't have to be in the Midwest to have high values and strong morals. That's for sure.
That's true, but in show business, 50 years is a long time. I think, you know, how many actors have stayed married that long? I think Sean Connery's been married a long time.
Well,
anyway, going back to Peter Graves, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family.
You know something else that's happening here in our little town that, well, even though it's not happening here, but it's starting back in D.C., and it's going to take a while, but it will have an impact on us, is this 2,700-page health care bill. 2,700 pages, and which, by the way, is not just health care, I understand, but also includes funding for college scholarships has somehow gotten into that, too. I'm not exactly sure what that has to do with health care, but I'm sure that the Democrats will be able to explain this to us. Here's the big thing. It took the lawmakers a year. At least a year, and they still haven't passed it yet, but to shape what the health care bill is supposed to look like. If it finally passes, it's going to take the better part of a decade. Okay, let me say that again. A better part of a decade to write the user manual for consumers and doctors, employers, and insurance companies. It'll take almost 10 years for them to write a manual on how to use it. And I guess what are we supposed to do in between here if it passes? Now, some things would go up right away. Some of the insurance, consumer protections would go up. But the big expansion in coverage, the big one that we start paying for, of course, right away, will come in after 4 years, and some after 2017. And that's a long time, you know, for things that are supposed to be done right now, right away, because it's going to save so many people. It's going to talk about the 30 million people that could pay their own coverage through state exchanges, that these people would be helped. An example, well, so far, is a family of four making $44,000 would pay $2,700 in premiums, or about 6% of its income. But another family making $66,000 would have to pay 10% of their income for this. Well, these are just the plans. There are so many other parts of this that we get into that even in Congress, as of over the weekend, unless something's changed, that Nancy Pelosi still hasn't got the votes to push it through. And there's, of course, is that fear that once it gets into Congress, that the Senate won't pass it, which makes all the congressmen look like fools, and they're all coming up for reelection. The bottom line is, what's in all 2,700 pages? I know there's people reading it. We're researching it on the Internet. But do we truly know what's in it? Do we truly know the cost of this? Like we just said, Social Security is now cashing in the IOUs. That started. $29 billion short this year. Next year it's going to be worse, and next year it's going to be worse. And again, we are paying through this with IOUs, with treasury bonds that we've sold to other countries. How much money do we need to continue going out of this country? When is there going to be a policy where we can start not farming out our debts, that we start paying for things here? Why, you know, we're still sending out billions and billions and billions of dollars a year for energy. when we could start cutting that dramatically if we just allowed drilling. You know, even if we start the nuclear plants, and people say, oh, it'll take 15 years to get them online, I don't believe that, first of all, because we have the technology so that we could make that in 5 years if you didn't have to fight a lawsuit every time you wanted to turn a screw. But the bottom line, again, is this. We're getting ready to, there's all this talk, this huge venture in the healthcare. Without the, you know, with the law of unintended consequences just hanging there, my friends, hanging there. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't even have a user's manual. Would you buy a, what would you buy that was technologically advanced or that had 2,700 pages and they say, okay, here it is. Oh, by the way, there's no user's manual for this thing. Would you do that? Why would our Congress do that? Do they actually believe, oh, look, you know, if it's not good, it's like one of the candidates said, well, it may not be the end all, but when we get in there, we can then change things. Right. You can change things. You've changed things to the point where nobody understands it, where you've got well over half the country saying that, you know, stop, go back and look at it again. You've got a 17% approval rating in Congress. I mean, come on. Wake up. Look at the facts. It's in the newspaper, Congress, House of Representatives, Senator. You guys are losing. You need to go back and take a good look at what's happening. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
As hard as it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped. On Saturday, April 10th, real men in Shasta County are going to step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Won't you please step up and walk a mile to help end rape and sexual assault on April 10th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. High heels are requested for men, and you can call for shoe sources at 244-0118, extension 202. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please join the Men's Walk on April 10th. For more information or to register for the walk, please call 244-0118, extension 202, or go online to womensrefuge.org. And for every man who raises at least $100 for this cause, a special Walk a Mile t-shirt will be provided. Walk, toddle, skip, or limp, but please, won't you join us and do whatever it takes to make this walk a great success? April 10th at the Market Street Promenade, women everywhere will thank you.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Our guests in the studio now are part of the grand jury search team, if I could say that. Search and find.
That's why we've got these boots are made for walking, because, you know,
right.
If you're going to do the grand jury, this is some serious stuff, committing your life into making our world a better place. Good morning, Ray.
At least a year.
Absolutely. We've got Ray Frisbee and Dwayne Mason with us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Okay.
The grand jury.
No, this is so, this is an imposing thing, and such an important part of our community. So who wants to tell us what the grand jury does and what you're all here for today?
Well, the primary function of the grand jury in California, what we call the regular grand jury, is to investigate local government, to act as a watchdog for the people, and to make sure that the government that we have is efficient, spending money the way we want it to, and providing the services that the public deserves.
So you kind of like oversee everything.
Local government. Has to be local and has to be government. But beyond that, the grand jury has the duty, the power, to investigate any agency, city, county, special districts.
Okay. Now, one of the things you do is you make sure that the taxpayer money is being spent correctly. Is that correct?
Well, I think that's really important this time. Everybody's concerned about government spending, not only at the national level, state level, but down at the county and city level. And the grand jury has the authority to go in and take a look at how these government agencies are spending their money. If they're doing the things that they're supposed to be doing, or if they're doing things they're not supposed to be doing. So the grand jury plays an important role in local government.
Well, gentlemen, can I ask a question? Again, it's Ray Frisbee and Dwayne Mason. How is the grand jury selected?
Well, you can apply. There's an application available online at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Fill out the application. There's a screening process, and then names are drawn by lot for the grand jury. The grand jury is composed of 19 citizens at a time for a year, basically, a fiscal year commitment.
Now, some of these citizens are holdovers from the past year to act kind of as mentors, is that true?
Yes, a certain percentage are allowed to carry what we call carry over to the next year, so that you don't begin with 19 brand new people. There's a lot to learn. It's really interesting, but there's a lot to learn, and if you have a few carryovers to help provide some guidance at the beginning, it really helps.
Now, is this something that's going to take 8 hours a day, 6 days a week?
Well, this is going to depend upon the particular grand jury that you're on. Each grand jury is different. When each grand jury sits down, they set their own rules of proceeding as to how they're going to operate. And depending upon the mix of the grand jury, is going to depend upon just how busy their agenda is. And that agenda is going to determine how many hours that folks put in. Some people put in 20 hours a week, others less, others perhaps more.
I see.
And to answer that question, you know, it's been asked before, how much time does it take? What you find out is that once people get involved in this, it's so interesting that you want to spend more time. You don't want to miss an interview with somebody who's interesting and important in town. You don't want to get back behind an investigation. So it's so interesting that very often you spend more time than maybe you'd plan to.
It's 7:58 in the morning. We are taking your calls. If you have any questions regarding the grand jury,
605,
whatever it is.
605-4567. We're going to have to take a break here, but we're going to come back with our guest. If I wanted the grand jury to investigate something, me as a private citizen, how would I do that?
You just fill out a complaint form, send it to the grand jury, and the grand jury would decide whether they had the time and the facilities to take a look at your question. If it involves something that was of value to the community, they'd certainly try to get that done.
We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to ask, have you served, and what did you get out of it, and why did you serve? This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're always streaming here on KCNR 1460. You can call us at 605-4567.
You know, one of the questions I want to ask when we get back is, you know, you see in the movies, the grand jury is meeting, you know, and they come out and people are running, scurrying away. So does the grand jury have that much power?
Your question.
Okay, we're going to talk about that when we get back right after the news. This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio on Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama will head to Ohio this afternoon to again push his health care plan as Democrats keep trying to convince other skeptical Democrats in the House. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live on Capitol Hill.
What is likely to be the final drive for health care reform begins just 4 hours from now in the House Budget Committee. They will draw up a separate reconciliation bill that would make changes to the unpopular Senate health care bill. Then things get tricky. Later this week, the Rules Committee will decide how the two measures will be passed. They're considering a technique that would allow members to approve the reconciliation bill and the Senate bill with just one vote. The Senate bill would then become law, but the Senate would have to approve that reconciliation bill. Dave?
Mike, what caused that runaway Toyota Prius to speed up and almost not stop last week in California? Well, federal investigators and Toyota say they can't figure it out and can't duplicate the problem, putting the driver under more scrutiny. About 100,000 are still without power from that nasty weekend storm that nailed the Northeast, leaving at least 8 dead, most hit by falling trees. It also flooded some areas, like in Bound Brook, New Jersey.
We left last night when the street started flooding, so we didn't want to take any chances.
1 in 4 homes in the town had to be evacuated. They have flooding issues in the Midwest, too. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper's live in Chicago.
Dave, warm weather, rain, and ice jams have been causing problems in several states. Meteorologist Greg Dust says the Red River at Fargo right now is 24.6 feet, just shy of the moderate flood stage.
And it's expected to continue rising. We're shooting for 38 feet here sometime between Friday and Saturday.
Gust says they expect rising streams and rivers, but
this is a week earlier than last year, and last year was a week earlier than normal. So this is fast.
Last year, Fargo residents experienced record flooding of nearly 41 feet. Dave?
Jennifer, soccer star David Beckham, who made a big splash coming to America, is now in Finland to have surgery on a torn Achilles, which will likely prevent Beckham from playing for England in the World Cup, though one doctor says there's a glimmer of hope. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My friend Wayne Oates was a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the University of Louisville School of Medicine. Back in the 70s, he wrote a book called Confessions of a Workaholic, The Facts About Work Addiction. With that book title, he coined the term workaholic. Wayne's concept was that work can become an addiction, not unlike alcoholism. The work addict, he said, drops out of the human community in a drive for perfection. As a society, we Americans tend to praise workaholism. We fail to acknowledge its damage, especially in relationships. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Work is good. In fact, work is a gift. But compulsive work is no good at all. Guard your work-life balance in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Pennsylvania woman who called herself Jihad Jane sits in jail on terror charges. There's a Jihad Jamie, too, an American woman linked to an alleged Muslim plot to kill a Swedish cartoonist overseas.
Pauline Ramirez, the woman nicknamed Jihad Jamie, was released from an Irish jail. Her family back in Colorado not sure of her whereabouts or the location of her 6-year-old son.
My main concern's getting my nephew back home. She's made her bed. She has to lie in there.
Family member Mike Holcomb, the little boy apparently enrolled in a radical Muslim school in Ireland, told his grandmother that Christians are going to burn in hellfire.
Please just send him home. You know you're around bad people. Your son does not need to be around that.
Irish police say Ramirez has not been charged with a crime. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
Police in Pakistan have uncovered a supply of bomb-making equipment and 3,300 pounds of explosives in an empty shop in Lahore, where Friday bombers killed 55 people in coordinated blasts. The search for a missing hiker in Washington state is over. 24-year-old Kate Heater's body found near the base of an 800-foot cliff along the Columbia River Gorge.
There's no way you would have seen her unless you're almost right on top of her.
James Martin and his son were out four-wheeling when they discovered the body more than a week after she had disappeared while taking a hike. When was the first time you went online? Sometime in the 90s? Well, these guys were around way before that.
If you do business without it, you may even have one yourself. .com. 25 years ago today, the first .com was registered by Cambridge, Massachusetts-based computer company Symbolics. The business has since gone under, but Symbolics.com lives on, bought last year by an investment company. And in a quarter century since their groundbreaking Internet Act, we've seen more than 80 million .com domains take residence, including gems like
FoxNewsTalk.com.
Kirsten McNary, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, stocks are dropping a little bit to start the week. The Dow down about 15 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. I've got a question for Linda on the Internet. It's Linda at KCNR1460.com. We're at 1326 Market Street, so don't say you don't know how to get a hold of us. Drive by, drop a note off. Okay, our guests today are the recruiters. I guess you could call them recruiters.
Ray Frisbee and Dwayne Mason.
For the Shasta Ground Jury.
Yeah, we're part of an organization of past grand jurors that banded together, and we promote getting the word out to the public, and also this time of year trying to get folks interested volunteering.
Well, we've got the phones lit up, so let's go to line one. Good morning, Tony. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. First of all, I want to say thank you, Carl and Linda, for being on radio. And I just want to say also, for Linda, thank you for mentioning the Midwest concept of hard work and just being people of the grassroots level. Anyways, that being said, my question is to Mr. Ray and Mr. Dwayne, and I'd just like to know if the grand jury concept is unique to just Shasta, or is this type of governance, open to all the counties in California? Just a question.
That's an excellent question. Each county in California is required by law to impanel a grand jury each and every year. So you've got a grand juries going on all over the state this time of year, and every one of them is looking for folks to come in and volunteer. The interesting part about the Shasta County Grand Jury is that we host the training for all the North State grand jurors here in July. We get approximately 100 jurors come in. So it's a real pleasure for us to be able to do that. And serving on the grand jury is such an experience. I mean, where else can you come in off the street, join a group of folks, do some investigations, write reports, and have an impact on your government? That's the pretty unique opportunity.
That is absolutely. And you do have an impact. John, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
And members of the grand jury. I have a quick question for the grand jury people there. And I want to know, does the grand jury have the authority to investigate 501(c) nonprofit corporations who receive funds from a Shasta city and through mismanaging or abusing the fiduciary trust that this funding implies are not operating in a way that is in the best interest of the county? Also, I'd like to know what's the enforcing arm of the grand jury?
Okay.
And I'll take my answers off air.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Those are two great questions. Let me take your first question. Nonprofits are in a category kind of by themselves, and it depends upon who established the nonprofit. If it was established by a local government agency, then the grand jury has the authority to go in and investigate it. If, however, it is under a memorandum of understanding or contract with the local government, then the only thing the grand jury can look at is how is that local government agency monitoring and supervising the spending of that money. So you've got, depending upon how that nonprofit is set up.
I think that either one of those, though, if somebody came in and they wanted you to look at it, even if it wasn't a direct one that the county had set up, you still could take a look at it and say, hey, you know what, they're not spending the funds the way it should be done. So something would be done one way or the other.
Absolutely correct. The only difference would be is the grand jury could not go into the nonprofit and look at it, look at their books and all their paperwork. All they could do is look at how the local government agency is supervising
that. Okay.
The second part of that question is, what's the enforcement arm? the enforcement arm is by law each agency or department that receives a report and recommendations from the grand jury. They're required by law to respond, and they're required by law to respond conscientiously. However, if they disagree with your recommendations, then the enforcement really then comes from the public. The public knows the situation. They know what the grand jury has found. They know what the grand jury has recommended. Then it becomes an issue of public opinion. And, of course, the grand jury has the option of going back in the following year, reinvestigating and keeping it in the headlines.
So the bottom line is that sometimes the way the grand jury gets result is through the people and not through an agency, especially if it's an agency that the grand jury has been looking at.
Exactly. Okay.
So,
if you're just tuning in now, I have a question for the first time. Let's say what we have here from 7 to 9 while we're live, people coming and going in and out of the car. Who selects the grand jury?
The grand jury is selected, as we talked about before, basically once the screening process has taken place. The earlier question was, what are the qualifications for being on the grand jury? Basically, you have to be 18 years of age. You have to have resided in the county for a year.
You can't have any felonies.
Exactly.
You can't be serving on a petit jury.
Do you have to have a degree?
No.
No. In fact, you have a wide range of people, a wide range of experiences on the grand jury, which really makes, I feel, a stronger jury. The more wide-ranging it is, the more backgrounds you put together, the more interesting it is.
Okay, but before we take the break, those are the qualifications. Who selects the grand jury?
Okay, back to that question. Once the screening process has taken place, then names are drawn out of the hopper, just like they would be for a normal jury. And those who are selected go on the jury for that year. The others in that pool then remain as alternates. And it's very frequent that alternates are called up during the year.
Okay, now let's go back to that initial screening. Who does the initial screening?
The court administration puts together a panel of folks that sit down and look at all the applications.
Talk to the people?
Yes, absolutely. Individuals are called in for interviews.
Okay, I would hope so. That was part that I want to make sure everybody can pick up. It wasn't just kind of like you apply, you get picked out of a hat. You go through a screening process with people that will ask questions. And just to, you know, certify there isn't some deep hidden, you know, meanings or, you know, our agendas from,
you know,
some people.
What they're really trying to eliminate as much as possible is people who come with an axe to grind.
Right.
Somebody wants to get back at somebody
that's what
or something.
That's what I was thinking.
And so those are people you really don't want on the jury.
I think it's important for us to say is that all this information is on the grand jury website. If you can go to shastagrandjury.org, there's a ton of information on
there. But now you're going to have an open house Thursday the 25th at 5:30 at Turtle Bay, and this is to talk to prospective jury members, right? People that might be interested in it.
Yes, we'll have information, we'll answer questions, applications will be available at the event. We hope that a lot of people will show up and at least take a look at it. It's an opportunity that I think a lot of people are going to find very, very interesting.
Not only that, you think about, you know, when you look at the span of your life and the work that you've done, if you've served on the grand jury, I'm sure it would be something that would make one feel a real sense of accomplishment to give of their time. On so many cases where you need to have the grand jury make decisions. Anyway, we're gonna have to take a break.
And
we're going to come back with some final thoughts here.
Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Spring, it's time to start planning your home improvement projects. Need a new screen door or new windows, a new surround sound system, or high-def TV? Visit the booths of Nicolet Glass and Clyde's Home Entertainment at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo presented by Popovix Productions. Are you planning for a new carpet and flooring, a new heating and air conditioning unit, or a new spa? Talk with Shasta Lake Floors, Alliance Heating and Air, and Phoenix Spas. Come see the newest in ideas and color designs and green technology March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Come join us for the second annual Boondocker Ball, featuring the Straight Ahead Big Band, presented by the Northern California Veterans Museum. A 40-style USO dinner and dance, Saturday night, March 27th. A great night honoring our veterans. All proceeds go toward the opening of the Northern California Veterans Museum in Shasta Lake City. For tickets, visit Jones Fork for tobacco and brew, or call Christine Sullivan at 223-9329.
She's in the Army now.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Price is important. But even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Preparing for a landscape project with new plants and shrubs? Need a tractor to help you get the job done? Meet with the professionals at Axner Excavating, Shasta Growers, and Team Power. The Spring Home and Garden Expo showcases the best in new products, ideas, and design concepts by local businesses. All happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 26th, 27th, and 28th. The original Home and Garden Expo features many more local businesses, local ideas, and offers great savings with exclusive show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, Espresso Joe's. They can serve any type of coffee you can imagine. They'll make it for you. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. So much more than just a tobacco emporium. Okay, let's finish up, and we're talking to Dwayne and Ray from the grand jury. Ray Frisbee and Dwayne Mason, I'm sorry. Because my darling wife just took the names and just as they floated away from my position here. Okay, last thoughts here.
Our distinguished gentlemen.
Last thoughts about the jury here.
Well, I just, as I said before, it was an extremely interesting experience for me. I learned a lot, and I'd really like other people to have that opportunity too.
Well, you know, to me, it's really interesting. I in fact, talked to a judge over the weekend. We were at a function. I was talking about this, that y'all were going to be guests and this, and he told me a lot about how the process worked. And there's a huge impact you can have, that these 19 people can have on our community. A very positive impact if they just want to get involved. And yes, it does take time, but it doesn't mean that you're locked in there every day, 6 days a week or 7 days a week. There is time that, I mean, you can make your plans because there's different committees that work different ways.
Well, that's absolutely right. You're going to be working with 18 other folks who have a like mind that are interested in making a difference in your community. They've got a commitment. They've got the dedication. You're going to have the satisfaction of seeing some improvements recommended to your local government. That, I think, one of the biggest benefits, though, for a volunteer is you get to meet local government officials that you've seen on television and read about in the newspapers. You're going to get to know just exactly what they're doing and what they're supposed to be doing. So there's just a number of benefits.
All right, let's recap this. The 25th of April is an evening.
25th of March.
Excuse me, 25th of March. Okay, that's really important. It's right around the corner.
That was the most important part.
Okay, so Turtle Bay, where? Tell us time, all of that.
It'll be held at 5:30 at the Turtle Bay Museum, the entrance nearest the Sundial Bridge. We'll have, as I said, information, be able to answer questions that people might have, may even have little refreshments there.
Okay. Now, the biggest question is there any way that KCNR 1460 could be investigated by the grand jury?
Not unless you had some connection with local government, either through funding or other contract or memorandum.
Okay, then we'd like to have you back next week on Monday or Tuesday so we can talk about it before the, you know, for a few minutes before. Again, to hit it again, because this is a great deal. This is a great opportunity for citizens in our county to get involved in. I tell you what, I'm so far behind you guys or standing so, you know, so strong behind you all for this, because the grand jury has a great impact, or it could have a great impact, and it depends on the people. So we want the best and brightest out there.
That's great. I do want to correct one thing I said. On the website, it's ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Okay.
.org.
ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Great.
All right. Well, Ray Frisbee, Dwayne Mason, thank you so much, and we'll probably hear from you again next week. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll set that. I'll let Linda do it this time, though. Okay. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Everyone could use a little luck of the Irish, and you'll be finding it at Sayar Gab's American Grill this St. Paddy's Day, where you'll discover Irish drink specials, discounts on all Guinness beer and corned beef and cabbage served all day long. Sayar Gab's Irish American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, and on St. Patrick's Day, it's the place to be seen wearing the green. So gather your friends or just show up and make a new friend or two at Sayar Gab's Irish American Grill. Now, if corned beef and cabbage are not your desire, saints preserve. You're welcome to order off their extensive menu. Choose from salads, their special seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, and much more. Desserts are the greatest at C.R. Gibbs. And remember, Nootsie Hour beginning at 4:30 every day of the week. Special drinks, special entrees. It's the special place to be this St. Patty's Day and any day of the week. So be sure to be wearing the green and join us Wednesday to celebrate the Irish at C.R. Gibbs, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, our phone lines here are 605-4567.
That's you, buddy.
That's me. What?
That song.
Oh, okay. I just thought you were pointing over here.
No,
it is me. But there's somebody else, again, in the studios. We have a busy studio. You know, today, you know, we have you prep. We have the grand jury. I've been beating up on Obama's health plan or whatever that thing's called. And then now Social Security. But now our guest du jour is Eric Wittstrom, the head of the Five Star Bank and all of their facilities and all their, in fact, all the banking transactions here in the North State. Is that a fair?
Sure.
That sounds, okay, that's fair.
That's fair.
You know, I could introduce you as president and general manager, but that would probably be... okay, no. All right. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. So,
Linda, morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Go ahead. I was going to say tomorrow. Isn't tomorrow St. Patrick's Day?
No, it's Wednesday.
Okay,
it's Wednesday.
So I'm kind of confused about my
day. Now, did you know what yesterday was?
What? Sunday.
My son told me this.
What?
It was Pi Day.
National Pi Day.
I'd never heard of that. 3.14.
Oh, that pie.
He goes, Dad, we got to have pie. So we did.
Now, which son was this?
That's my youngest son, 11-year-old.
Oh, that is so cool. So, well, you get your hands full.
Yes.
So what do you think about Social Security hitting the, I guess it's today is official. We've gone into IOUs.
Today we're paying out more than we're bringing in.
As of today.
That's what I read this morning on the news, and I don't know. What do you think?
Well,
I think it's you know, we've been paying in all these years. I just hope that there's something there for those that need it when the time comes.
Well, you know, the thing about Social Security. Well, it is crazy because there was an abundance. We had you know, billions and billions of dollars till the Congress started reaching their greedy little fingers into it and giving out plans like if you have. I guess aid to dependent children was in there. I mean, things that Social Security was never meant to be. Of course, Social Security, the way it is now, was never pictured. If it was, they were, you know, so far ahead of themselves when it first started. It was supposed to be a supplement that was to help you in a retirement. Now, people are living on. I mean, there's, you know, thousands of dollars given out to people,
and more every day that'll be relying on Social Security as the baby boomers are aging and. Beginning to draw on Social Security and fewer people to pay into it.
Well, Eric, you and I are close to the same age. Do you think by the time that it's time for us to retire, what's your gut feeling? Do you think that we're going to have Social Security?
Well, I think everybody needs to take their finances under their own responsibility, because to bank on Social Security as maybe our parents' generation, some did, or the current generation, that I don't think that's a very wise way to plan for your retirement. I think we need to all take our retirement into our own hands, begin putting money away and investing so that we have something that we're not relying on Social Security to make ends meet when we retire.
Well, you know, this thing is so, you know, and I agree. We cannot rely on the government to do that.
No.
But the problem is that so many people had things on their 401s. They you know, they had their 401s, they had savings, they had investments, they had their homes, they had it all.
And it went away.
Now it all went away. So now they're trying to rebuild, if they can, and they're trying to hang on. And I've talked to two people in the last, someone yesterday is losing his house. And that, you know, he's been doing business with that bank for 40 years. And... it's just not going to work out. So it's people that are in, you know, the process right now of having all this trouble due to things that weren't even their fault. It wasn't like they went out and said, "Oh, I'm going to bet all my money on the lotto and sell their house and, you know, go for the lotto thing." They trusted these big companies, you know, the AIGs and all these others to put their money into wise areas, and now they've lost.
Now's your chance to ask the banker. Okay, that's we've got somebody here that we know and respect and trust, and so go ahead and use this next half hour. We're going to have to take a break after Fox News updates, but 605-4567, that's our hotline. Our guest today is Eric Wittstrom. Eric, when we get back, I really want to ask you with people who, you know, you're right there in the climate in the North State, which might be different than another part of the country or another state. And just give us we want to get into your window and look inside of what's happening with people who have had investments, who bought real estate, are kind of like trying to figure out what to do. Maybe they've lost their 401k. They're trying to move things around. So we want to ask you about the climate with that and any kind of helpful tips.
Sure.
What people should be looking for right now.
Well, especially right now, is there something you're seeing down the road that people should be concerned or they should be looking for?
Well, I think, as we've talked a couple other times, you know, now's a good time to be buying real estate. We've all said that. Rates are low. Prices are down. Finding a piece of property that might create some income for you in the future where you can fix the payment for 30 years and have the opportunity for increased income. There's a number of small investors or people with a small nest egg taking it out of other savings accounts and putting it into real estate now when they can find something that pays for itself. And I think that's prudent to do. I think also look at reinvesting into your 401k. The markets are down, but I think what we've saw through the last cycle is that you don't want all your eggs in one basket. You don't want to have it all in 401k or all in real estate. We want to have some diversification.
Okay, this is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. We got to take a break here. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Healthcare reform, the president heading to Ohio to talk about it. The House Budget Committee working on it.
They will draw up a separate reconciliation bill that would make changes to the unpopular Senate healthcare bill. Then things get tricky. Later this week, the Rules Committee will decide how the two measures will be passed.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz, two Americans, one Mexican citizen, all with ties to the U.S. consulate in Juarez, gunned down in drive-by shootings, relatives urged to leave town.
The evacuation directive is for the safety of U.S. consulate employees and their families in the cities of Juarez, Tijuana, Monterrey, Nuevo Laredo, Nogales, and Matamoros. U.S. and Mexican officials say those murdered who'd all attended a social function had been specifically targeted.
Fox Radio's James Bleers in Mexico City. Americans being warned about travel, especially with college students heading there for spring break. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
As hard as it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped. On Saturday, April 10th, real men in Shasta County are going to step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Won't you please step up and walk a mile to help end rape and sexual assault on April 10th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. High heels are requested for men, and you can call for Shoe Sources at 244-0118, extension 202. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please join the Men's Walk on April 10th. For more information or to register for the walk, please call 244-0118, extension 202, or go online to womensrefuge.org. And for every man who raises at least $100 for this cause, a special Walk a Mile t-shirt will be provided. Walk, toddle, skip, or limp, but please, won't you join us and do whatever it takes to make this walk a great success. April 10th at the Market Street Promenade, women everywhere will thank you.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The Founding Fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Bob, you do the best bump music. Loving it. Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd. We like that, yeah. The time is 8:34 this morning. Guess what? What are we? It's like Monday, March
15th.
Thank you. See, this is what's great about being married. You can look over there and somebody finishes your sentences. Thank you. Currently 39 degrees. It's going to be sunny with a high today of 72, north wind around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm. And tonight, mostly clear with a round of 47. How many of you saw the double rainbow? The double rainbow on Friday was amazing. We got to drive. Well, it was like not under the rainbow. I guess you have to fly over the rainbow. We were driving under the rainbow. It was amazing. On the way to Anselmo Vineyards, weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
So you know, does this mean every time you go to Anselmo Vineyards, there'll be rainbows?
I've got to tell you, we pulled over because it was the brightest. Did you see it, Eric?
No, I didn't.
Oh. 5:30 at night.
Eric was probably still at work.
Still, you know, okay. Grinding away, bouncing.
That's, there you go.
Absolutely.
That's right. Except those Fridays when you go goose hunting or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. One of the things I want to ask. Last week, we had just a great week of guests with the young entrepreneurs that came up with great ideas, believing in business, believing in capitalism. Believing in moving forward. Today's climate's tough. What do you recommend? Small businesses. Start, hold, grow, what?
No, that's start. Start, grow, go, go, go. That's the small business is the backbone, still is, continues to be the backbone of both our local economy and the national economy. And just strongly encourage people that have an idea and a desire and a dream to go pursue it. I mean, that's the American way. And there's so many things, so many programs available and opportunities out there for people to help them, not only on the planning and the development of their business, but on the capital side and on the funding side. And there's a number of programs through both government and private programs available for people with, you know, that have a good idea, have begun the development of a product or a service and need capital or funding to make it grow.
Well, that's the thing is that if you have a dream, that dream is good.
Yes.
But you better have a business plan.
But you better have a plan.
And you better be able to show that where you want to be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now and work at that. But
I think that's the key is work at it. I mean, a lot of people we talk to come in and say, we've got a dream, we want to get going. Here's what we want to do.
Trust me, honey.
Yeah. And then they feel they're going to put 5 or 6 hours a day in and, you know, and then the second year sit back and count the chips.
Wow.
But it doesn't work that way. I mean, it's truly, you know, we're in a downtime, down economy, but this is the time when we breed innovation and improvement. And for those that are willing to work at it, and it's not everybody's cup of tea, there's a lot of opportunity.
Well, and the thing is that what we're finding out, you own your own business.
Yep.
You don't go home at 5. I mean, when you own your own business,
or
I
six.
Mean, but you know, if you have a family, you can work at it. Bring your family in to help you do stuff. Because we find it very rewarding, but we don't, even though we have a quite a social life with attending a lot of events. You know, our free time isn't what it used to be. But Eric, you've inspired us to move forward, think outside the box, go for it. And, that's what we really wanted to bring you on because, you know, people have a tendency to read the headlines and stay in a place or think in a place that's kind of dark and dismal because this is what we hear and read. We're in a recession. It just like we had the teachers on earlier today, each one of their students, they said, have lost $1,300. Okay, that figure is a bummer.
Yep, it's a real number.
It's a real number, and there's real numbers happening. But you, as a banker, you are seeing people with their monies that are coming in, what's really happening in the market,
yep.
And you still remain hopeful in that that the small businesses are the backbone of our country. And what would you recommend to somebody who, you know, maybe graduated and lost a job and it went out and worked in the workforce and has this degree and they're kind of stuck because well, wow, I have a master's in blah, blah, blah. What would you say to that person?
Well, if they're willing, if they're wanting to start their own business, they need to, like we talked about, come up with a plan. But they can't do it on their own. There's plenty of resources online. They can talk, but they should talk to an accountant or a banker or an attorney and sit down and kind of formulate their plan. Let those people share their experiences that they've seen 100 times with other businesses on how to get a business off the ground and get it started. And it will take money to get started. There's no gifts out there to start businesses. There's not a grant from the government or a gift. Maybe you'll get a gift from your grandma, but not many of us have that to get things going. You have to put some of your own money in. And then, but once you do that and get your business going, there's plenty of opportunity for growth. There's venture capital money. You've heard about the 10 and 10, and there's one of the components of the Radical 10 is a venture cap fund. It's active. We've had some conversations with the people involved in that last week. There's an active solicitation for funds on a venture cap, and then looking for business to invest in it. And then there's bank loans. There's loans that people feel that banks are capital and you don't need to pay it back, but you do need to pay back a bank loan. But there's plenty of bank loans out there, extended terms, government guarantees to help people with the funding side of a dream and a business to make it successful.
You know, as they said last week and became one of our favorite sayings is skin in the game.
You have to have some skin in the game.
That's right. And skin in the game is more than just the hours you're putting in. It's, you know, they want to see, in this case, the Small Business Administration, you know, anybody that's going to finance you wants to see is that, hey, are you willing to put something into this so that you're going to make this work and not just have a cursory interest in it? And if things get tough, and it does get tough, that you'll just turn around and walk away and say, you know what, I'd rather be riding my Harley.
Yep. And, you know, and owning and running a small business isn't for everybody. There's no doubt about it. But for those that feel that that's their dream and their desire, now's a good time to get going.
We're
going
to have to take a break in a minute. But before we take the break, could you just kind of sum up the philosophy of Five Star Bank?
Well, Five Star Bank was founded on the premise of entrepreneurship. And both in real estate and commercial lending, our desire and our goal, how we get excited, is helping our customers be successful. And there's no greater feeling than working with a customer, working through their business plan, seeing their effort and time and money into it, and us providing the additional money to make something successful. And that's our philosophy. We really, really pride ourselves in working with people, listening, and helping them achieve their dreams.
Great. This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sure, what would St. Patrick's Day be without a pint or two of your favorite brew and a plate piled high with corned beef and cabbage and all the fixings? And what better place to enjoy it all than at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, where the traditional St. Patrick's Day feast of corned beef and cabbage is only $8. And you won't walk away hungry or thirsty. They got a full bar to fill your jar and always good company for a real good time. So come March 17, slap on some green and head for Dry Creek Station 8 minutes east of I-5 on 299 across from the Bella Vista Firehouse.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. Listen Saturdays as I host Senior Solutions. I will focus on informing our aging seniors and their families of resources in Shasta County. Guests will join me in discussing home care, estate planning, health care issues, veterans benefits, financial concerns, and area agencies and resources. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Spectrum Prosthetics, Sierra Oaks and Oakdale Heights of Reading, Nancy Goddess Elder Law Attorney, Shasta County Adult Protective Services, and Owens Healthcare and Pharmacy. That's Senior Solutions Saturdays at 1, right here on KCNR 1460.
Come join us for the second annual Boondocker Ball, featuring the Straight Ahead Big Band, presented by the Northern California Veterans Museum. A 40-style USO dinner and dance, Saturday night, March 27th. A great night honoring our veterans. All proceeds go toward the opening of the Northern California Veterans Museum in Shasta Lake City. For tickets, visit Jones Fort for Tobacco and Brew, or call Christine Sullivan at 223-9329.
She's in the Army now.
Termites are the number one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Botter. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, today, if you're just kind of like in and out, just turning in, this is what you miss. You missed U-Prep. You missed grand jury. You've missed me ranting about the health care plan, 2,700 pages of drivel that nobody really understands. And it's going to take a decade. Okay, let me say this one more time. A decade to have a user's manual on how to do it. And then, of course, we talked about Social Security being today is the first day that Social Security is paying out more than it's taking in. I'm calling my daughter and son-in-law today and tell them to start taking another job. There is, you know, a certain lifestyle I wanted to have on Social Security. And our guest is Derek Wistrom from Five Star Bank. Are we on here? Yes, we're on.
Are we on?
Oh, yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't trust Bob? Bob,
absolutely,
Bob's on.
I trust Bob with
Bob
everything.
The knob was stuck, you know, but anyway, so.
Yeah.
We don't mind having the knob being stuck now and then, but not when it means that you can't talk. We want to hear everything. Ask the banker, 605-4567. It's Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. Now's your time if you're a little, you know, kind of perplexed about something that has to do anything regarding banking, investments, money market, what's happening with the current, you know, I always call it the temperature of what's going on.
Right. Well, one of the things we're getting a number of inquiries on is FDIC insurance, and what does that cover? How do I protect my money? And do I need to be worried about my bank? We've been through a number of bank failures the last year or two, and there are likely to be some more. I don't know that there's any in our local market that are on the brink of failure, but there's some that are struggling, and we get questions every week from people, how do I make sure that I have FDIC coverage? Is it good? And I guess the first answer to that question is that FDIC coverage is good. It's as good as the money in your wallet. If you're and the FDIC will pay you and cover your money up to $250,000. And for most people, that's adequate coverage. But surprisingly, maybe not surprising, there's a lot of people in the Shasta County that have more than $250,000 in a bank. And for them, there are ways, and you can either come to your bank and get a little brochure that talks about FDIC insurance, talks about how to hold it. You can go to their website. A good banker can help you with that so that you can maximize your insurance coverage if you have more than $250,000. If it's a husband and wife, if they put money in each of their names, there's it doubles it right there. And if you have a family trust, then that's a third way. So you can get up to $750,000. If you have a number of beneficiaries for your trust, each one of those adds to it. And we're answering those questions every day about how do people make sure that their money is covered.
Do you see any, again, as last week when we were listening to the businessmen talking,
yes,
about cutting fees, and what ideas do you have, Eric? I mean, you're in tune. You've been on many committees here in the city.
Yes.
You pride yourself on the entrepreneurs, helping entrepreneurs.
Right.
What do you see here?
Well, what we need to do is create jobs. There's no doubt about it. And whether it's starting a new business, expanding an existing business, or developing programs where the government can use their money to help stimulate job growth, that's how we're going to pull ourselves out of this. One of the programs that I've taken an interest in trying to start pushing here in Shasta County is an energy efficiency, water efficiency program through the state of California. It's AB 811. AB 811 was passed in 2009, Assembly Bill 811, that allows property owners to invest in their property, make it more energy efficient, make it more water efficient, and finance it, if you will, without any money down through their tax bill. So it's all tax deductible. And it needs some cooperation from the county. The county needs to set up the structure to expend money and bill people for it. But what in talking to the counties that have adopted it, Sonoma County and Placer County in the state, it's created jobs through retrofits and solar energy and green jobs, if you will. It also provides a rate of return for the counties. The counties earn interest on the money that they're lending out for this, and then they bill through to the homeowner or the property owner, who gets the benefit of lower energy bills. And it's just kind of a win-win-win. It takes the cooperation of a number of different entities, though.
Well, that'd be the big thing, is getting the county to kind of put everything under one roof again, as we're talking about, and some other things. But
yep,
it doesn't. And my fear of that, and we've talked about it, is that the government uses this, the county government uses this to grow four or five jobs that ends up kind of eating up in this. When there are, from what I understand, there's private entities that can help with this, and in fact do.
Yes, there are.
As far as doing the paperwork.
Yes, in Placer County, there's a private entity that provides the front-end software, where all the county's role is to pass the resolutions, adopt AB 811, and provide the tax bill. But a third party takes the application in from the property owner, evaluates it, hires the contractors or coordinates the contractors, and make sure the work gets done, and then just turns over the bill to the county. So the county, with really no with no increased personnel costs, can get the benefit of the AB 11 energy efficiency.
Well, you know, I think that's, you know, again, it's something else that could, one, save you money, and it's not going to put any money out of your pocket right away, because, well, out of your pocket, you're just paying for it via your property taxes.
Yeah,
they may go up
10 years or 20 years,
right?
But you get a benefit. You get lower energy bills.
And I imagine if you're in, you know, people's energy bills can be, you can save 60-70% on them, in fact, from what I understand.
I had a conversation with the Builders Exchange, with Kent Dagg down at the Builders Exchange last week, about their program where they received some grant money that the city had to retrofit some houses, and they did kind of the mundane stuff, weatherizing, you know, nothing real sexy like solar energy, mm-hmm. but just weatherizing, getting more efficient appliances, and were able to save 40-50% on the energy costs.
Wow.
And then with more capital costs like solar energy, you can get to where you have no energy bill, which is,
That'd be
nice.
$300 or $400 a month you could use for other things to spend around town.
Yep, and it's $300 or $400 today, and it's going to only go up.
Yeah, you're right.
As we saw today in the
paper. We're going to take a break, but before, we got a phone call, and the only note was, today is the Ides of March. Beware. Beware the Ides of March in regards to Social Security. Carl Indebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And yes, we are bewaring the Ides of March. Thank you for the phone call. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank. We're talking about business ways of pushing business, expanding business. And Eric believes that We have to keep moving, that this is the backbone of our country, which has been said by everybody. And the fact is that you can open a business during these times and you can thrive.
Yes, you can. At Five Star Bank, we've got money available to lend. And some banks have kind of pulled back on their lending. We obviously, all bankers are you know, a cautious group to begin with. But we have money to lend. We're, in fact, over the last week looking at both a new construction project, which is almost unheard of in this town. But we've got a nice request for a construction project to expand a local business. We have a couple other local businesses that are looking for equipment financing that we've been working with over the last week or two. And I don't know if it's spring or if it's the nice weather, but it just seems that there's more optimism out there. And I think we're seeing some real estate transactions happening. We're having seen a little bit of business growth, so it's encouraging.
And plus there's KCNR.
That,
you know, definitely hit the, you know, mainstream, and we're flying high.
We're doing we're doing what our community that we love is supporting us. I think maybe part of it is maybe it is spring and it's time to get moving on. I think people have had enough of the winter, they've had enough of the rain, they've had enough of bad news. The thing about small business, and we picked up last week, and something we believe, and I know that you believe, is that you got to have faith in yourself.
Yes.
Definition of courage is faith in yourself, being able to do something.
Let's go to the phones. Ron, you're on KCNR. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you guys. I've got a question for your guest. I wonder if the property values, I guess, are totally bottomed out. And the reason I asked this question, some time ago I heard I was listening to the radio, and somebody said that they weren't totally bottomed out, that the commercial property had not yet reached its lowest part. And I've got another friend that I talked to, and he looks at the he was listening to the radio also, but he also goes into the computer, and I don't know where he found it, but he said that he found out the same thing, and that there was probably going to be another downfall, I guess, with the property values going down for the commercial property. So this is what I'm wondering, and I'll take my answer off the air. So, okay.
Thank you, Ron, for calling.
Sure, Ron. Yeah, I think that Ron has a good observation there. We've seen the residential market cycle down, and depending on who you talk to, it's either at the bottom or near the bottom. We're seeing homes that are now affordable to those that couldn't afford them a couple of years ago, and that's because the prices have come down. The commercial market hasn't cycled down as quickly as the residential market, and it continues to lower in value. It's the commercial market's dependent on rents and lease rates, and as business has contracted over the last couple of years, those businesses that were paying, there's some that aren't paying, and drives down the value of commercials. I think that's a fair statement. We're seeing commercial values continue down. They came down significantly in 2009 and will probably come down a little more again in 2010. What that means for the business owner that's looking, though, to start or grow or expand is they can get into a building quite a bit cheaper than they could before, where maybe they were a tenant, now they can be an owner and own their building, have their fixed costs over a longer period of time and not be reliant on the rental rates. I think that's a good observation, Ron. We're seeing rents continue down. We have an excess supply of commercial, industrial, and retail buildings in our area, and that will continue to drive the values down.
Well, it's the and it's funny that there's it's tough on one end of it if you own the buildings, but it's a silver lining in this cloud to people that are trying to get into business is that now it's cheaper to get into business. It's least expensive or less expensive, I should say, to find a building to be able to work out of. And I think there ought to be a program that the city has that encourages businesses to come in, and that they will somehow give a tax break to the that commercial property. Hey, we're going to let you start a business here. We're going to, you know, your rent's going to be zip. You have to pay for your electricity, but then the city gives them a tax break or the county gives them a tax break on this so that we can get, you know, those businesses into these empty storefronts.
And once again, one of the radical 10, and people debate all day long the good and the bad of the radical 10, the motives. I think for the most part, the Radical 10 motives are pure in creating business. And one of the Radical 10 is inventorying all of our empty space, contacting the owners and landlords, and working with them to provide 1 year free to a new business. So if there's a new business getting off the ground and they have a good business plan but maybe need a little bit of easing on their cash flow, they'll be an inventory of buildings that they can take and occupy and run their business.
Okay. Well, that was part of the Radical 10, and since I wasn't a member of the Radical 10, would that make me a free radical?
Yeah. We want to thank our guest,
me
Eric.
Too.
We want to thank Eric Woodstrom, president of Five Star Bank, this morning. Thank you, Eric, and we hope to have you on a regular basis where you can feel, you know, just enlighten our listeners about what's really happening in the money market, what's going on in the North State.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.